We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He's really matured the last couple of years, not only off the field, but on the field in his style of play. People may not notice it, but he has started to, let's say, make better decisions with when he's in those situations, whether it's throwing the ball away, sliding earlier. And he made the point a few days ago, I believe, where he said, hey, I felt a little bit better in the offseason. And there's a cause and effect for that, right? When you're making those decisions to take care of yourself, throw the ball away, that's all important for him, number one, in his health and safety, but also for our football team moving forward.
Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott talking about his quarterback, reigning MVP Josh Allen, and his maturity as a leader. Zach Jones hanging with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. 803-0550, the number to jump on the show. We have been talking a lot on the rookies, and for me at least, helping out the pass rush for the Bills. On that, there have been a lot of reports in the last hour or so that the relationship between Micah Parsons and the Dallas Cowboys might be hitting an impasse and could reach untenable levels. Diana Rossini continues to tweet this morning, and this is a story I talked about a little bit ago in the spring, but Diana tweeted out about 15 minutes ago. Among the key issues, Micah Parsons spoke directly with Jerry Jones over multiple days in the spring. The team believed those conversations were negotiations and that it had a deal, multiple league sources said. That's what I was mentioning where Jones spoke with the media saying that, hey, I'm going to pay him the most money of any, you know, non-quarterback. We're ready to go. He just wouldn't talk to the agent. Parsons, Diana continues on her tweet, believed the talks were just conversations and wanted his agent to handle the negotiations, obviously. When his agent attempted to start negotiations, the Cowboys declined to engage with him and told the pass rusher that they believed they had already had a deal. Now, the team is refusing to engage with Parsons' agent at all, creating a tense standoff and increasing friction. This just seems ridiculous by the Cowboys. And to me, it also feels like this is Jerry trying to get one over a player that he thought he had gotten one over on. Where Parsons thought, I'm just talking to my owner, who is also, in fact, my GM and kind of the face of the franchise. I think it is ridiculous that Jerry thought he had a deal done. Unless Parsons sat there and went, yeah, this deal looks great to me. I'll sign it today. But even then, we know Parsons afterwards said he still wanted his agent to look it over, which is the correct thing for anyone in his position to do. 100% the correct thing to do. If you have an agent and you don't have them look over any contract, you're being ridiculous. And you are going to get burned by it. That is 100% a fact. You will probably get burned. And for me, and I have no inside knowledge on this, this is entirely my opinion. I believe Jerry wanted to get one over on Parsons and thought he did. And that's where the frustrations come in. At least I think on Jerry's side of things. For Parsons, it's pretty obvious. I want to get a deal done. I thought we were pretty close. We seemed like we were pretty close. I just wanted my agent to talk about it, and now you won't talk to my agent. What the hell? I mean, it's ridiculous. We'll see where this goes, but it is a bad situation. 803-0550, the number to call. I do want to kind of pose this now, too. What would you be willing to give up to get Parsons if he were to become available? I haven't mentioned Terry McLaurin really much at all today, namely because I think that'll get done. I mean, Washington has basically no receiver talent past Terry McLaurin that is a genuine receiver, Deebo Samuel. And I think that will just get wrapped up. There also doesn't seem to be this kind of bad blood there. That Washington, it seems, at least is starting to pick up the pace and getting better. It seems that the Parsons deal is actually getting worse the longer Parsons has actually been at camp for the Cowboys. 803-0550, the number to call. So I did want to look at maybe the closest we've seen this kind of situation arise, at least in the last few years. And that would be Khalil Mack going from the Raiders to the Bears. And in that trade, back in 2018, the Bears sent two first-round picks, a third, and a sixth to the Oakland Raiders. They then also, obviously, then signed Mack to a six-year, $141 million contract. Is that a little bit too steep for the Bills? Mack was ultimately instrumental in that great run by the Bears with Mitch Trubisky as their quarterback. That defense was awesome, led by Khalil Mack. I wonder if I have the appetite, personally, to not send any player, just a ton of draft picks. I like when teams live through the draft. I think it's a good way to build your team. And when you all of a sudden start really going through those, yes, you pick late, you are going to open up a lot of holes on your team because it's not good to build everything through free agency. Bad teams spend a lot of money in the first 2 days of free agency. Good teams stand back a little bit. And getting a lot of tweets already saying, yeah, it's going to take at least two firsts. Hedge tweets in, I think you have to at least start with two firsts. And that's already rich for me. I agree. That is kind of it's a tough road to climb. Especially, and while this isn't the perfect way to look at it, but the draft is always that mystery box, right? Like, you know what you're getting in Parsons. 26-year-old pass rusher, and as I mentioned, pass rushers can age really gracefully in the NFL. You can get still a really good pass rusher into their 34, 35, 36-year-old season. Parsons, you could maybe get 8 to 9 great years from him. But you also, at say pick 32 next year, or even now already, could have a really cheap version of Micah Parsons for yourself. There have been no reports out there that TJ Sanders is a bad player for the Bills right now. So there's always a chance that Sanders already is that guy for them, just on the interior. And they're going to get him really cheap for 3 years. Parsons, you'd have to bring in and pay him to kind of that Khalil Mack deal. You're sort of doing the Von Miller thing all over again. Just instead of outright free agency, it's trades, and he is a younger player, right? You're going to get Parsons pretty much in his prime. And as I mentioned, I think it really shows great character for Parsons to still show up to camp to be that leader. I think he'd fit the Buffalo locker room like a glove. But is two firsts, a third, and a sixth too much? It's hard for me to say no to that kind of deal, though. Because I think you adding a player like Parsons will get you a Super Bowl. I think you add a Parsons with a player on offense like Josh Allen, I think you get a Super Bowl. And a lot like Terry, I don't think he's actually available. I think ultimately he's not going to get traded.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But in the same vein as Terry, and I said this last night in the nightcap, I'd kind of like to know that the Bills got a little aggressive and at least made the call. Because you are now in a window, even more so than when you went and got Von Miller, of, hey, we've got to get this done. And maybe as well, instead of trading all those picks, it's a first, a second, and Greg Rousseau. It doesn't have to be all those picks. You could throw in a player there. And Rousseau, they've already got him under contract. Maybe you'd have somebody that the Cowboys kind of like the fact that, hey, we've already got a guy under contract. It's not going to be as much as Parsons. He won't give us the same as Parsons, but we can make that work. Plus a first and a second round pick. I think they also drafted Donovan Ezeraku. So they've got a good line there. 803-0550, the number to call. You want to jump on the show here, give your thoughts on if you'd be into trading for Micah Parsons. But I think that's the thing for me is maybe where I would feel pretty good about it. Because two firsts and a third and a sixth, that's the Khalil Mack trade, is a lot to do. Even when you've got the quarterback, you've got what you need, really, in the long run. That is still a lot. And while I think it would get you a Super Bowl, if it doesn't, the Josh Allen era is a miss. To be completely frank, if all of a sudden you have the same situation you had with Von Miller, he gets hurt, it happens. I think the Josh Allen era, in terms of getting a Super Bowl, will fall short. And that's something that 2 years, 3 years ago would have felt crazy to me. But you give up that much draft capital, it will likely happen. You won't have the cheap route to go get high-end talent. And I get the argument is going to be, well, they haven't been hitting first-round picks, so why not just trade them away? Doesn't mean you stop drafting them. You keep going back to the well. GMs go through phases like this. Good GMs go through phases like this all the time. Just ask John Schneider and Howie Roseman, who've both been in their jobs of Philadelphia and Seattle, respectively, for years. They've gone through phases where they can't draft. They've also gone through phases where they seemingly can't miss. And so if Parsons isn't the perfect pass rusher, and I do think he would be, but if he gets hurt, if he deals with injuries, if he's just not there for a playoff game, then I think you're in a really tough spot. Jared, though, doesn't care. Blank check. You just gotta. Go Bills. I would take at least two firsts and more to get him. Plus, they would then have to make him the highest played player at his position. He, though, goes, hell no. I'm glad I'm not the only one kind of, you know, wondering, like, man, is it totally worth it? Again, I like building through the draft, although I am that person in almost every sport of building through the draft. Doesn't mean you have to. You can make the big trade. You can make the big swings, and it's not always a bad option. But we have kind of just gone through this with Von Miller, and they've been chasing basically him since. 803-0550, the number to call. Of course, when we get connected to our fans, it is brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. John tweets in, Bosa, a second and a first. It's about win it all now, so hang on to Cook. I don't really know if they'd be into getting James Cook. I really don't. I don't really find James Cook to be that attractive of a trade piece. That's why it didn't make a lot of sense to me when some fans were pushing to trade him around the draft. Why? He's not the best running back in the league. That's not Saquon. It's not Derrick Henry. He's very good. But he's also looking to get paid a lot of money. You'll get him for 1 year, then you got to pay him? Ugh. And again, it was right around the draft at the time when that was coming up. I didn't see it as that likely. You'll get a running back for far cheaper, and you'll get him for far longer likely. Now, I don't see the Cowboys doing that at all. I get it. Jerry's, you know, a lot. But I don't see that move being made. I don't find Cook to be that interesting of a trade piece. And I do agree with that point, too. It's about win now. I want to get the most out of Cook I can this year because I think the Bills are not going to sign him back after this year. He is going to be a bell cow for them this year, and then he's going to go off and get his money from somebody else. We'll see who that ultimately ends up being. But I don't believe it'll be the Bills. JD and Buffalo Lenny tweet in, anyone not named Josh Allen? Maybe. I mean, there are also certain guys I don't want to trade. I don't really want to trade any of the rookies. Offensive linemen, probably not. That's where the picks become more interesting. Or you give them an edge rusher. You give them somebody like Greg Rousseau, who's 8 sacks, already under contract. They literally don't have to worry about paying him now for 4 years. And you can argue, and I think most of us do, he's an ascending player. He's not Micah Parsons. He probably never will be. But he could be a nice trade piece to go along with maybe a first and a second to get it done. So you don't have to give up 2 first-round picks plus a third and a sixth, the Khalil Mack trade back in 2018. But what would it take? Again, I don't believe he'll actually become available, but maybe. 803-0550, the number 2 call. Mark is up first this segment. Mark, how are we doing today?
Hey, thanks for having me on, buddy. I just think, I love how like some people will call him and be like, oh, he's not worth the money or whatever. And it's like, dude, it's not your money. Like, what do you care?
No, that's right, absolutely.
That drives me nuts. But if you think that player is the difference between you getting a Super Bowl, you beating Patrick Mahomes at Arrowhead, you go all in for that player. And it's no different than if you're trading for a franchise quarterback. How many teams wouldn't trade for a Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes? I bet you if you offered, who's dying for a quarterback right now?
I mean, Indy. Indy probably.
Yeah, Indianapolis would sell the farm for Josh Allen. That's just the way it is. Go get your guy. This would be awesome. I think it's a little far-fetched. Mm-hmm. But it's fun to dream. I mean, we got, what, 1 more week of the dog days of summer?
Right.
And, let's go for it. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks for the call, Mark. I just wonder, like, where I'd have more appetite. Would it be to trade the draft picks or to trade a player along with them? For me, it's because I like building through the draft. Yeah, you're giving up a first, and you're probably giving up a second. But I can do that and live with that. And then if I give up maybe Greg Rousseau so I can keep another first-round pick, I might do that. He is 26. I think that makes it so much more valuable if you were to do it, like if you're the Bills. You are getting him probably 8 to 10 really good, if not great, years. You would be getting the prime of what is already on pace to be a Hall of Fame career. And they have been chasing that dragon, the pass rusher, for a long time. They had it for 8 games with Von Miller, but they've kind of been chasing it since Mario Williams. It's been a bit. 803-0550, the number 2 call. Sabres Live coming up at the top of the hour. You're listening to WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.